Because you can find suits now, you know, that no, don't have it.
I think vests are coming back.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Notice, notice these young people. I know several of them.
See, yes. Yes, sir, a lot of that old. Yes, sir.
How'd you keep your pants up? How did you?
Well, it get us some belt. Most of the time back at the end, they'd use these suspenders, you know, to hold them up. But, you know, there's some of them would have these belts on them, you know, around the waist, you know, to put through in there.
And what did you wear to work? What did you use at work?
Well, you mostly wear old overalls to work in. Them come plumb on up, you know, and that bib on them.
Oh, you have a bib?
Yes, sir. Them gallus come over here and fasten on there.
Nice.
I like them.
Did you ever have anything that you'd call jeans?
Yes, sir. Blue jeans, they call them, you know, back at in. You know, that's this waist pants, you know. Mm-hmm. They made out of, I call with this overhaul cloth made out of, you know, ducking.
So it'd be overhauls would be with the bib and the jeans would be
it's pants. Yes, it is jeans, blue jeans they call them.
And if somebody fill up his coat, so the pockets would go like this, you know, what would you say? Well, look at his pockets.
Stick it out or puffed out, sticking out, you know. Yes, look at his pockets sticking out on his.
You say, what's making your pockets bulge? You ever use that word? What's making your pockets bulge, though?
Bulge out.
Bulge out?
Yes, and what making your pocket bulge out.
And when your mother stopped making clothes and you started to buy them at the store, if you buy a new shirt, and the first time you would wash it, why, it wouldn't fit anymore.
No, sir, as I just done draw it up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I done draw it up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you ever use a word like shrink?
Swank up. It's done swank up the way it won't fit. It's too little.
I bet that happened.
Oh, lots of times. Yes, sir, done swank up. Yes.
Are you getting gross? I can't believe it's this time already.
Man, how did that pass off that away?
I was going to, at 1 o'clock, I wanted to ask you if you wanted a sandwich.
No, I'm making fine. No, sir, thank you. If you'd make it.
I really can't believe it's,
it's
late.
I see.
I expected to stop at 1 o'clock and ask you if you wanted a sandwich. I forgot to.
No, sir, thank you. We'd make it. No, sir, I see.
Well, you got a few minutes yet. Would you like to, you think of anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to tell me about? Anything?
Oh, well.
There that,
no, and two, I just thought about mentioning about in building them houses, you know, and all. We'd get out there and cut them logs, you know, and trim them, you know, square them up, you know, and then cut notches in them to fit. And in some places, we would cut, you know, them trees about 8 or 10 inches through, them poplars, some poplars. I've seen a lot of them. And they split them half open and stand them up edgeways. Take that old auger and then got a stick sticking through that. And that's what we'd bore holes in. Man, you know it'd take a time to bore a hole through something like that.
I
trim a peg and stick down in there, you know. I mean them logs that stay there.
Hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mentioned that before, how you used to make your own augers.
Yes, sir.
Do I understand you made them out of a hardwood?
Well,
or what?
Now that's what we'd might have to buy one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's steel.
You bought the auger?
Yes, sir, we'd buy the auger. You know, it'd be probably all different sizes, about you know, the size of that or something other. And then it'd have a hole in it up there. Just stick a stick through it. And that's the way we'd go around with it, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the way we'd go.